Welcome to the University of Virginia Darden School of Business weekly podcast, better known as the Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. Today's Business Cast marks its 150th episode. So this week, we're going to do things a bit differently. We'll be joined by Maureen Whelan, Executive Director of Strategic Initiatives at Darden, and Julie Down, Senior Director of Communications at Darden, and we'll discuss the role of social media in successfully telling Darden's story. But first, this week, Darden welcomed its foundation board of trustees, including four newly appointed members: Vianne Dalmia, chairman of Dalmia Continental; Lyons Brown, founder and chief executive officer of Altamar Brands; Bob Hugan, chief executive officer of Celgene; and Warren Thompson, president and chairman of Thompson Hospitality, were appointed to the distinguished group. The trustees spent 2 days in meetings, using their time and talents to steward the resources of the Darden School and the Darden Foundation. Their meetings end today. What is the secret to Israel's success in breeding entrepreneurs and innovation? That question and others will be answered at the Entrepreneurship in Israel conference called Lessons from the Startup Nation. The conference occurs Wednesday, October 27th. Darden professor Gal Roz will lead rigorous and engaging conversations with business leaders, policy experts, and Israeli entrepreneurs. He shared with me what conference participants can expect.
So the idea was, again, for the conference to start with this kind of broad discussion and really general discussion we could all learn from, and then afterwards give some a few examples of Israeli companies or companies that operate in Israel and to get a bit of a better idea and more kind of, you know, hands-on kind of, you know, ideas. Definitely if you are an entrepreneur, this could really give you kind of, it's okay, this is how people thinking, this is how people are developing their ideas, this is are the, in a sense, the ways to make you more successful as an entrepreneur. And the idea was to really get a variety of ideas from, first of all, from different fields, kind of, you know, sustainability versus kind of, you know, more high tech, but also to get different kind of sizes of companies, different type of project they're working on. So I think it's going to be very interesting to give a bit of a story of some of the companies that Israel actually has or we're seeing in Israel right now.
This event is sponsored by the Batten Institute at the Darden School. For more information about the conference and to register, visit conference.darden.virginia.edu/entreisrael/index.htm. Darden students showed their support this week for victims of domestic violence. The National Association of Women MBAs at Darden teamed up with the Shelter for Help in Emergency to recognize Darden's first Purple Ribbon Week. The group distributed purple ribbons in remembrance of those who have been affected by domestic violence. The group also urged the Darden community to participate in their Real Men Wear Purple campaign, which also included women. This past Thursday, participants in the campaign turned Darden into a sea of purple. And as we mentioned earlier, to mark our 150th episode of today's Darden Business Cast, we're joined by Maureen Whelan, Executive Director of Strategic Initiatives here at the Darden School, and Julie Daum, Senior Director of Communication here at the Darden School. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with Darden's story. We have a new tagline, Maureen. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Our new tagline is very simple. It's ready. The point for this is we shape graduates who are ready for anything, even the unknown. We distilled it to ready so that we could use it as a jumping off point for whatever the graduate is going to experience.
Wow, and that tagline is a part of a series of ads that have been developed?
Yeah, we have engaged new ad agencies, so have new creative that's building on this positioning. We are in the Financial Times, Business Week, all the leading business journals. We're using online media, Facebook, LinkedIn, as well as websites where people, prospective students, are looking for business school information. And we've executed a whole new series built on Ready.
Wow, so definitely a traditional media and new media mix and places where people can go in order to find that.
That's right.
Yes. Now, what can you tell us about Darden's position in the market? Where does Darden stand?
Well, we started this process by seeing where were other schools clustered, and we needed to thread the needle of a distinctive position that was not crowded, but also one that was genuine to who who Darden really is. And the result from that was a brand positioning that says the Darden experience has three components. It is the case method, highly acclaimed faculty, and our tight-knit learning community. We don't think anybody has all three of those pieces, and taken together, they shape graduates who are complete leaders, who are ready for anything.
Wow. And those are very important distinctions that are very important to get across. So, Julie, how do we get those messages across?
Well, we're living in a very exciting time where communication is changing at a rapid fire pace. And today, people are going for answers, for new perspectives, online. And so Darden must be online in the social media sphere. Our various audiences, and there are many, we have prospective students, current students, alumni, corporate recruiters, the media, they are online all day, every day, and we must meet them on their turf. So we are turning to social media platforms, which are very powerful ways to tell our story.
And how do people find those platforms?
Well, we have YouTube channels. We've got Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Dig. We have a variety of blogs, faculty members, as well as the Dean blog here at the Darden School, on topics such as ethics, sustainability, globalization, just to name a few. So to learn more about Darden's social media channels, you should go to our new website, which was just redesigned, and you should take a look. That's www.darden.virginia.edu. And on the homepage of the website is a section called Darden Voices. So if you click on Darden Voices, it will take you to a new page, which compiles all of our social media outlets. And it's a real leading edge page, and we're really excited about it. And I should also add that the new website was selected as a finalist for the MITx Awards, which will be announced on November 18th.
Which is very good news, very cool thing to have happen. And so those are a lot of constituents out there that we're engaging. How many of them, how many people are following us, and in what areas?
Yes, many, many people are following us, and we have a very vibrant online community. For our YouTube channel alone, we have over 46,000 viewers, and the channel now hosts 500 videos about Darden's people, programs, and faculty research. Our Twitter feeds, we've got thousands of friends on Facebook, so we're doing very well.
Those are certainly impressive numbers, and amazingly, there's even more places we can go. So what's next?
We've got wonderful projects in the work. We're working on a new video series centered around faculty research, and that will be launched in January, so be looking for that off of the website. We have also recently launched an exciting new Twitter initiative, which is Darden Live. At the major events at the Darden School, we will send a reporter who will be tweeting live from the events. So please find us there. In fact, next week is the Value Investing Conference at Darden on October 28 and 29, and our reporter will be there, as CNBC is also planning to be there, so it should be a very exciting event. And please check out Darden Live.
So there are just so many ways that we're using social media, that Darden is using social media, including this podcast, including the Business Cast, to tell Darden's story to many different constituents, many different audiences. And it's so exciting to hear how well received all of that is. So thank you both. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maureen Whelan, Executive Director of Strategic Initiatives here at Darden, and Julie Down, Senior Director of Communication here at the Darden School. Thanks for tuning in to the Darden Business Cast. We invite you to listen each Friday by visiting Darden's website or by downloading us from iTunes or Podcast Alley. Until next time, make every day a great one.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.